In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Two sea stories in Mark's Gospel today, both trying to help us understand what the kingdom of God, or perhaps heaven, looks like. And frankly, the two stories are not that easy for me to make comparisons to what heaven is like. And I think that's probably quite deliberate on the part of this gospel writer, because after all, it's so very, very difficult for us to imagine what heaven is like. So very, very difficult. And in this passage of scripture and this little piece that we read today, I wonder who we are and what we are, which characters most speak to us. I think about the person just scattering the seed. And we know from other parables on seed being sown that some doesn't go on very good ground and others goes on good ground and others sort of middle way, and then they fizzle out. And it makes me think on this Father's Day of who we are, what we are, and perhaps what we wish we would be, both as parents and as children of those parents. Those seeds rely very much on the ground that they're planted in. If it's good soil, all well and good. If there's plenty of rain, all well and good. If there's plenty of sunshine, all well and good. So you might say that the perfect conditions will yield perfect fruit. That's what happens in heaven. But I doubt very much that it happens here. There is no perfect soil for us to grow in. There is no perfect water. There is no perfect soil. We all do the best we can with what we've got. Some of us may have been raised by great dads and great moms who did the best they could. Some of us, maybe not so much. Some of us may have been great moms and great dads. Some of us, not so much. And we can get bogged down by that sense of unworthiness, of shame, blaming ourselves. But I think the reality is, just like the soil that the seeds fall upon, and the water and the sunshine, it really depends, I suppose, on how we've been raised, what we've been raised with. But the reality, I think, is that we do the best we can with what we've got. I've said this to you many times before. We all get gifts, but we don't get them all. You may have had the gift of being a loving, compassionate, understanding, intuitive, thoughtful parent. Or you may not have had those gifts. Or you may have had those gifts and failed to open them. The seed is a little teeny tiny gift that has to crack open in order to germinate, in order to send that first tiny shoot up and that first tiny root down. It has to crack open when the circumstances are right, when there's enough nutrition, enough moisture, enough warmth. Then it can grow. The plant will desperately seek good soil, good light, good nutrition, if it possibly can, using its shoot and its root. It has no choice. It has no choice. Anybody who has potted plants in their home know that if you don't rotate your plant, then it will just move towards the window where there is the most light. The plant cannot help but do that. It has no choice. The only thing that it has to do is to grow, flower, and make seed. That's the plant's job. In this gospel, Jesus perhaps is saying to us, so what are you using to nourish yourself and nurture yourself? How are you making sure that you grow towards the light, that distant place for some of us, and for some of us not so distant, that place of light, that place, that kingdom, that heaven? We do have a choice. We have a choice to turn ourselves around when we need to be turned, to turn ourselves around from sin and towards God. We have a choice. Even now, if you've finished being a parent, many of us are grandparents. Many grandparents say that they feel better, that they're better parents to their grandchildren than they were to their kids. Perhaps we've learned a lesson. Perhaps we've learned a lesson. The second story we have today in the Gospel of Mark is about the little teeny, teeny, tiny seed. Now think about it. If there were no seeds, we wouldn't be here. There'd be no trees, no flowers, no birds, no bees, no elephants. Nothing. Life is dependent on those little tiny seeds. In Jesus' time, when the harvest was brought in, most of the grain that was harvested, most of the fruit that was harvested, most of anything else that was harvested, was used to feed people and animals. But they always kept some seeds back. They always kept some seeds back because the new seeds that they harvested from the plants became the new generation. So that the fields would be full, the birds of the air would be full, and the people would be full. We are required to spiritually nourish ourselves so that that little tiny, teeny, weeny seed will grow. First the shoot, then the stalk, then the head, and in the case of the mustard seed, a great big bush. We're required to become that great big bush. Now I must say, the sort of incidences in the Bible where we are described as different things, I mean, sometimes we're talked of as sheep, and in this gospel, we're a bush. I'm not sure which I would rather be, a bush or a sheep. The thing about the bush is notice what happens to the bush. The bush does two things. It gives shade, and it gives a home to those birds who are flying around willy-nilly, not knowing what to do with themselves. We are that bush. The birds flying around are all the people around us who don't know where to settle, who don't know how to find a church home, and are looking for a branch to settle on. They're looking for a branch to settle on. So it's our job, isn't it, to grow ourselves spiritually, to be available to those folk who are just flying around and not knowing where to go or where to land. And in doing so, we also grow, because when the harvest comes, God will take a look at the kind of fruit we are. I hope that God doesn't see me as a shriveled up raisin. I hope that God will see me and you as worthy, delicious, nutritious, wonderful fruit. So how do you nourish yourselves? How do you nurture yourselves? Well, for a start, we're all nourished by being together. Not to mention that coffee hour is great here. But we're nourished by being together. We're nourished by our private prayers. We're nourished by our communal meal. We're nurtured by the folk in our congregation who pay attention and take time to check in with us. The plants in the field need water and sun and earth, soil, to grow. We need the equivalent of love, compassion, sensitivity, thoughtfulness, inquiry. St. Paul said that we were to be nourished on the word. He actually says to eat it. So on this day of Father's Day, or Parents' Day, let us thank our Heavenly Father for all the gifts that we have. But continue on this Father's Day to improve ourselves, to reflect on what we could do better. Nourish our own souls as well as others. Amen.